마가바데 바수데바야. 옹 나모 마가바데 바수데바야. 옹 나모 바가바데 바수데바야. 리딩 프롬 더 시마드 바가바탐 챕터 14 아이디얼 패밀리 라이프 텍스트 42. 나누 아시아 브라마나 라얌 크리스나스야 자갓 아트마나 부난타 파다 라자사 트리로킴 다이바탐 마하 나누 아시아 브라마나 라얌 크리스나스야 자갓 아트마나 부난타 파다 라자사 트리로킴 다이바탐 마하트 나누 아시아 브라마나 라얌 크리스나스야 자갓 아트마나 부난타 파다 라자사 트리로킴 다이바탐 마하 나누 아시아 브라마나 라야 나누 아시아 브라마나 라얌 크리스나스야 자가나트마나하 나누 아시아 브라마나 라얌 Vaisnavis. Nanu asya brahmana rajam. Nanu asya brahmana rajam. Krishna asya jagat atmanaha. Nanu Bat Asya by him. Brahmana, they qualify Brahmanas. Rayam O Kim Krishnasya by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jagat Atmana, who is the life and soul of the whole creation. Punanta, sanctifying Padarayasa by the dust of the lotus feet. Trilokim, the three worlds. Daivatam, worshipable. Mahat, most exalted. Translation and purpose of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear Kim Yudhisthir, the Brahmanas, especially those engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord throughout the entire world, are recognized and worshipped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the heart and soul of all creation. The Brahmanas, by their preaching, sanctify the three worlds by the dust of the lotus feet, and thus they are worshipable even for Krishna. Purport. As admitted by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 18:69, Nacha tasman manushyesu kaschin me priya kritamha. The Brahmanas preach the cult of Krishna consciousness all around the world, and therefore, although they worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord also recognizes them as worshipable. The relationship is reciprocal. The Brahmanas want to worship Krishna, and similarly, Krishna wants to worship the Brahmanas. In conclusion, therefore, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord must be worshipped by all religionists, philosophers, and people in general. At the Rayasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira, many hundreds and thousands of Brahmanas were present, yet Krishna was selected to be worshipped first. Therefore, Krishna is always the Supreme Person, but by His causeless mercy, He recognizes the Brahmanas as dearmost to Him. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the 7th canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Ideal Family Life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chaksuru Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Vudale Swayam Rupam Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakans Vitamcha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sutta Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Mancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhubya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Tinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Thank you. everybody for coming to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. As we know, in this society, there is ideal family life, what they call what is supposed to be for being successful in family life in this material world. Everybody is searching for a good house, a good wife, a good partner, wealth, beauty. But according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, ideal family life is something completely different. Completely different. So this chapter is the conversation between Narada Muni and Maharaj Yudhisthira. So as we know, there is 12 great Mahayams who are authorized by Krishna in order to give perfect knowledge about self-realization. So Narada Muni is one of them. So we had one Mahayam, and we have in the other side one Rayarsi, one very exalted saintly king, is Rayarsi. But this Rayarsi, at the beginning of this chapter, is playing the role as an ordinary householder. He's calling himself Madriso Hrita Mudadit. He says, Madriso Hrita Mudadit. He says, those who are engaged in householders' affair, like myself, Madriso Hrita Mudadit, who are completely ignorant of the goal of life, can you please instruct me what are our duties, what we are supposed to do. Narada Muni, right after this nice attitude shown by Maharaj Yudhisthira, which is very important when we approach great personalities, when we approach some spiritual authority, that is the attitude that we should have. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, definitely we know, he is a pure devotee of the Lord. But in his approach to Narada Muni, he is playing the role as an ordinary householder. That is the beginning of this chapter, the first text. So and then, in the second verse, Narada Muni explained that the first duty of the Grihastha is to maintain himself, maintain his family. But he says, but those who stay at home as a householders must act to earn their livelihood and instead to try to enjoy the result of their work themselves. They should offer this resource to Krishna. So in other words, Narada Muni is preaching to Maharaj Yudhisthira karma yoga. So engaging the result of our activities for the satisfaction of Krishna. So this chapter is very interesting because it has many, many wonderful instructions to everybody. Well, especially the Grihasthas, but it can be applied to everybody. And then he says how satisfaction of Vasudev can be easily understood through the association of great devotees of the Lord. So he mentioned how the importance of having the association of the great devotees of the Lord. And then Narada Muni preached to Maharaj Yudhisthira about detachment from family life. So detachment from wife, from family. And also how to learn to see every living entity as a part of God. Even he says the dogs, the insects, the snakes, camels, asses, we should treat them as our own sons, says Narada Muni. Another very important instruction. And then he says that we should satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing yajna. And he mentions that there is five kinds of yajna, which is called pancha suna yajna. Prabhupada explained in one of the purports of the Krishna book that these five pancha suna yajnas, everybody indulged in these five sunas. Suna means killing or violence. Prabhupada says that every day we are killing. Every day we are committing sins by drinking water, by walking, by igniting fire, by breathing. One more. Anyway, I forgot. So, thus, the duty of the Grihastha is to perform yajna in order to get rid of this suna, these sins. And then, during the whole purpose, Narada Muni explains five different kinds of yajnas, or engagements, basically engagements that the Grihasthas should perform. He said, one, the Grihastha should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second, the Grihastha should receive Vaishnavas and saintly persons in their home. Then, distributing prasadam to the general public, or to all living entities. Four, offering prasadam to the forefathers. And the last, offering prasadam to his own self. So, and then Narada Muni explained how to execute the yajnas, where and to whom the yajnas should be offered. So, where, he says something very important. He says that any place where a Vaishnava is available, that is a very auspicious place for yajna, for performing sacrifices. And then he says also a place where the deity is installed also is very auspicious for performing yajna. And to whom that yajna should be offered, he said, should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who are the ones who are qualifying to perform yajnas? And then he start talking about the brahmanas. The brahmanas are qualifying to perform yajnas. Amongst, Narada Muni says that amongst many living entities, well, he's saying a different word, but let's put it like this. Amongst many, many living entities, as we know, 8,400,000 species of life, only 400,000 species of life are humans. Among these 400,000 humans forms of life, only few are engaged in the system or Varnashram Dharma, or in other words, trying to behave as a humans. Amongst this system of Varnashram Dharma, amongst these four varnas, the brahmanas are the head of the society. Amongst the brahmanas, those who are preaching the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are highly, highly elevated, and they are suitable to be worshipped by all living entities. Even Krishna himself, he worshiped the Brahmanas. But those Brahmanas who are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, that is the difference of a Brahmana who is engaged preaching the glories all over the world and the Brahmanas who are just Nijamagraha Brahmanas. For example, from the pastime of which is the pastime where Krishna was having headache and he sent his friends to ask for the dust of the lotus feet and they went to the Brahmanas. So these Brahmanas who were performing sacrifices, they couldn't understand the essence of the Vedas. They were Nijamagraha, following the rules and regulations only for following, but no for advancement, for spiritual advancement. So, but those Brahmanas, for example, Sudama Brahmana, even a very poor Brahmana, because he understood to whom all these sacrifices should be offered, who is Krishna. So Krishna took the position of worshipping him, Sudama Brahmana. And in the whole history of our Vaishnava tradition, we can see the same. How those great personalities, they can be Brahmanas or Vaishnavas, are worshipable by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna himself derives high pleasure in worshiping the Brahmanas. Preaching all over the world is not something ordinary. It says in the Shastras that for someone to preach all over the world, he needs to be empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He needs to get that special mercy of the Lord. It's not some technique. It's not some material formula. No, it requires empowerment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, some special mercy of the Lord. So we can see that in the life of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. One of the pastimes that it really stuck in my mind just happened recently. I was watching the videos that Siddhanta Prabhu shows sometimes during breakfast. And I was listening to this Mataji, this Prabhupada disciple, narrating how Srila Prabhupada, before coming to the West, actually the pastime goes like this. These Prabhupada disciples, they went to India, so they went to the place of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. And the priest of this temple approached to this Mataji and said, "Oh, are you disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami?" He said, "Yes. Let me tell you something about your Guru Maharaj." He said, "You. Your Guru Maharaj, before going to the West, when he was a Grihastha, sometimes he was coming here to this temple, and while I was doing Artik, I was doing Puya to the deities, sometimes he was in the back of the temple chanting rounds, and every time he was chanting, he was crying." So, you know, he was crying. I was really impressed to see this Swami, this person, very, very sincere, praying to the deities and crying all the time. And then he said, and one day he stopped coming. I couldn't see him anymore. But he came back again. When he came back, he was wearing a saffron robes, a saffron clothes, and having a dandava. So that day, he was doing the same. I was doing arti, puya, and he was in the back, wearing a saffron cloth, having a dandava, and he was chanting, crying. He said, when I finished my puja, I went to see him. I went up to him, and I said, he introduced himself and he said, who are you, Swamiji? And Prabhupada said, I am an insignificant servant of His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and I have an impossible mission to fulfill. Tomorrow, I'm going to the West, and I came here to beg for the mercy of Advaita Acharya. And he said, Prabhupada said, please give me your mercy. I need your mercy. He was crying. So that is how the pure devotee of the Lord gets empowered, full empowered by Krishna. That is how we get the mercy of the Lord. You know, we gotta really, really cry for the mercy. And we get empowered. And Prabhupada said that he wants all his followers. He wants all his followers to be empowered. Recently, you know, my Gurudev was visiting, and I was watching him, how he was interacting with some devotees. And there is also one incident that stayed here in my mind. Two devotees, actually few devotees, came from New Jersey. Two of them were from the program of Namahata program. And my Gurudev was telling them, oh, good. Like you were converted because someone else preached to you, you should do the same. And you should give this message to others. If you see that they are chanting through 3 or 4 rounds, good. You are trying to encourage them. Never do or never say something bad. Or never say something that they will feel bad. No, always encourage them. Because I want my disciples to become empowered preachers and to spread this Krishna consciousness. So, that is the desire of the spiritual master. That is the desire of the great acharyas, to empower their followers to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Definitely, the devotee does not want to be empowered because he wants to be worshipped by Krishna. Like Krishna, like says in this text, Krishna gets pleasure worshipping the brahmanas, especially those who are preaching the glories all over the world. The devotee doesn't want that. It's not like he wants to be worshipped by Krishna. That's why he undergo all these endeavors. No. No, he wants that because he wants to please the Lord. He wants to please his own spiritual master. He wants to please the previous acharyas. But there is always this competition. The devotee wants to serve the Lord, and the Lord wants to serve his devotees. So Prabhupada, very, very expertly, he established this Krishna Consciousness Society. And mainly his 7 purposes of ISKCON are based in education, association, and cooperation. These 3 very important points. How to educate ourselves in the science of Krishna consciousness and educate others in the science of Krishna consciousness. How to associate each other, to inspire each other to be Krishna consciousness and to give association to others. And how to cooperate to bring this Krishna consciousness movement to everybody in a cooperation mood. So, I want to stop here. Is there any question or comments? Sachidanoy Prabhu.
When you mentioned that those purposes of the Prabhupada, in the bottom line of those purposes, Srila Prabhupada mentions that in order to achieve the success of that, the distribution of literatures and Harinam Sankirtan have to be there. So we have those ideals there, but if we don't seal it with distributing this knowledge to the whole world, and along with Harinam Sankirtan, and then that will never happen. So yes, unfortunately, in this society, the Brahmanas, actually two living entities that are more dear to Krishna are not being cared, and nobody cares about them: the Brahmanas and the cows. And Prabhupada came here to make Brahmanas. And we are here assisting Srila Prabhupada to distribute this knowledge all over the world. So those two great personalities, the Brahmanas and the cows, can be again protected, and then Krishna will be pleased. So book distribution is obviously in Harinam Sankirtan, the high most. And along with that, of course, we have to keep in mind that we have, and Prabhupada said that 50% of his work is done. The 50% is still left. Farm communities and cow protection and so on has to be on mind also.
Yeah, actually Prabhupada says that all the last purport, Prabhupada said, all the above mentioned statements, it can be done with the distribution of pamphlets, magazines, books, all that. Like, very important. Any other questions or comments? Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.
see, we got the word for each other. Derek is supposed to be coming next week.